It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has said he will lift emergency rule tomorrow. He's doing that a few weeks before elections, and that is of special interest to the man we're calling next. Imran Khan is among thousands of the president's political opponents who was thrown in jail during that state of emergency. He's a former cricket star who now leads the Movement for Justice, which is one of Pakistan's minority parties. Good to talk with you, sir.
Sure.
You were in jail, then you were out of jail, then you were on a hunger strike, last we heard. What are you trying now as the elections approach in Pakistan?
Well, what I'm trying, along with members of the civil society, the lawyers community, and the student community in Pakistan, basically to try and have a boycott of these elections, unless and until the judges of the Supreme Court and the superior judiciary, and that amounts to 60% of our superior judges, unless and until they are reinstated, we want these elections to be boycotted.
You mentioned the lawyers. They've been significant in this whole year of protests.
Well, the lawyers stood behind the Chief Justice on 9th of March when General Musharraf dismissed the Chief Justice unconstitutionally. The lawyer community mobilized behind the Chief Justice and actually mobilized the whole country then behind the Chief Justice, who then was restored. But then Musharraf imposed the emergency just to destroy the judiciary and have his own judges instead. So we're all campaigning to get the judges back.
Although, let me ask about this strategy that you mentioned. You said you're going to boycott the elections that are coming up, but there is going to be an election. The main opposition parties, the ones led by Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif, the former prime ministers who've been much reported on, will participate. Is it going to matter if you boycott the election?
Both the major parties who are participating are openly saying that the elections are being rigged, will be rigged. They are saying that the caretaker government is not neutral. They are saying that the agencies are manipulating the elections in what is called pre-poll rigging. And yet, they're going along with this charade of fighting an election. Remember, the emergency is still here. We are still under emergency, which is supposed to be lifted in a couple of days. So you still cannot do any election campaigning, and there are barely 3 weeks left for the election. So therefore, we wonder, why are they going along with this? And I'm afraid one of the reasons why Benazir is participating is quite clear, that the U.S. administration wants to prop Musharraf.
It sounds like you don't have a great deal of trust in your fellow members of the opposition.
Well, all other major parties were boycotting the elections, but the one that took the boycott was Benazir Bhutto. And I'm afraid there is involvement of the U.S. administration when Negroponte came over and convinced Benazir to fight the election.
This is an American
diplomat.
So
we all feel that this election is basically to legitimize Musharraf, who himself has said he violated the Constitution by imposing the emergency.
When you say to legitimize Musharraf, we should mention he's already been installed as president. This is an election for the legislature, and you're suggesting that Musharraf will be able to say, look, we're in the middle of a democratic process, even though I'm still in power.
Well, Musharraf removed the Supreme Court unconstitutionally simply because he realized that the Supreme Court would not allow the army commander-in-chief to fight elections. He's simply not eligible. And so he realized that the verdict was going to go against him, which is why he imposed the emergency, got rid of the judges, installed his own judges, and then had himself validated by these judges who no one recognizes in Pakistan.
Isn't there a chance, though, that if there is an election under whatever rules, however skewed they may be, that there is so much public unhappiness with Pervez Musharraf that that's going to be expressed in some fashion at the ballot box?
Well, if there was even a semblance of free and fair elections, then of course it would have been reflected on the ballot box, because today a survey came out by some international Republican institute, and according to it, 75% of the people want Musharraf to go. He cannot afford free and fair elections, and if he holds the elections the way they are, he will have to rig them so massively that actually the whole process will become meaningless, and we feel there will be turmoil after the elections, too.
Turmoil after the elections, you said?
Well, because all the opposition will then stand up and say that the elections have been rigged, and I reckon the major political parties will join the protest, too.
Imran Khan is founder and head of the Movement for Justice Party in Pakistan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.